Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I am here with David Avocado Wolf. We're talking about the upcoming Longevity Now conference, Friday, September 30th to Sunday, October 2nd, 2016. That's taking place in Anaheim, California at the Anaheim Hilton Hotel. Dave has been interviewing a lot of our guests that are coming and giving amazing presentations, lectures, and delivering an incredible amount of information. Dr. Joel Furman is going to be joining us. John Gray, who David just got off the line with, is going to be talking about hormones, relationships, how those two play together. Wim Hof, who's a world record holder, Dr. Joseph McCullough, Dr. Alan Christensen, and many others. This is going to be an event that you do not want to miss. This is going to be probably our biggest Longevity Now conference to date. It's going to be remarkable. Dave, you've been doing these with us for, you know, over a decade. I think we're on number 15 or 16 at this point, and you're the host of this event, and you get the great honor and privilege of introducing these people, talking with them. You just got off the line with John Gray, which is an amazing conversation that we're going to be putting out soon, and we're looking forward to Wim Hof, who's going to be talking with us shortly. Wim Hof is an incredible guy, and this brings up the subject of, you know, what he's a specialized person in, and that is cold, deep plunges, ice cold plunges, and using that remarkable energy for healing. It seems like the last couple of years we've been talking a lot about infrared saunas, infrared heat, the benefits of sauna, and detoxing through heat. You're going to talk to us today about some of the things that you've been doing with cold and how we can use that to improve our health.
That old, I think it was Victor Hugo who said, what was the phrase? There's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. I think that's Victor Hugo.
Yes.
And that's kind of where we're at. Cold therapy, cryotherapy, it's been around. I mean, it's been around since the beginning of time. The ancient Russian race, the Scandinavian race of people, all the way through the Arctic, all the way through into the middle of the North American continent, down into Central America, we all have this kind of tradition of, and this goes really around the world. We could probably find an example of it on every continent with every human race that's ever existed. This idea of going into like a hot sauna, like a sweat lodge, and then coming out into cold, and then back into hot, and then cold. And this has been fundamental to water cure in many different healing philosophies for hundreds of years that we know of, and I'm sure beyond that. The idea is expand your tissues with the hot, contract them with the cold. So expand, contract, or squeeze yourself out like a sponge. Help your body to detoxify, help to move stagnant energy, and also to increase energy. This is one of the most important things about cryotherapy or cold therapy, and that is cold water has more energy in it. That's why when you get into cold water, you jump out, you're electrified, you're awake, you're aware, your whole body's activated. You get into warm water or hot waters, let's say hot springs. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's relaxing. And you're going to be lazy and you're going to be laying there and you're not going to want to move. And you're going to be kind of in heaven's little paradise, you know, for as long as you can handle it until you got to crawl out and get to a room to sleep or get to a bed or get back in your RV or hotel room or whatever. So cold therapy, in the way that we're going to have it at the Longevity Conference, where you get into an actual cold freezer and the temperature drops to hundreds of degrees below Fahrenheit. I think the one we're going to have is like over 200, minus 200 Fahrenheit, using liquid nitrogen. It's going to cool you off and you're going to go through an experience of having all of the inflammation pulled out of your tissues. And that's really how this cryotherapy system started. Sure, we could do what Wim Hof does, which is jump into ice cold water. That's what I like to do. Sure, we could jump into the snow after a sauna. I also love doing that. That's wonderful and great. This is actually like a freezer. Like you get into a freezer and you just hang in there for two minutes, 30 seconds, maybe 3 minutes, and you're going to feel the inflammatory response being literally pulled right out of your tissues. And I've noticed from workouts that would normally cause me to be sore, if I immediately go from the workout across the street to the cryotherapy place and then I do the cryotherapy, I'm not sore. In fact, I forget that I even did a workout. And this makes sense because through a workout, through physical activity, we're going to heat up our tissues, we're going to inflame our tissues, we're going to tear our tissues, we're going to damage our tissues. And then through the cold, we're going to pull that inflammatory response out, and we're going to head into repair much faster. The beginning of cryotherapy really began, I think it's in Japan, this type of cryotherapy, for, I think, rheumatoid arthritis was the first type of condition that was experimented on with cryotherapy. And that was back in, 1978. So we're looking at a good history here, almost 40 years of this system being used. And there's all different kinds of benefits that have been attributed to it, from improvement in motor skills, balancing out of different types of inflammatory conditions, for example, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety disorders. Low energy levels is a big one. I've found for myself, Lou, that if I'm feeling low energy at any time, all I have to do to solve that is just jump in ice cold water. In fact, this morning, I fell asleep early last night. Very strange. I had a midnight, actually 12:30 in the morning phone call, and I fell asleep at midnight, and I missed the call, which is unusual for me. And I got up at 5:30 this morning, and I was thinking, damn, I just didn't have enough energy. What happened last night? And I decided I was going to take a cold shower. And my energy was on. I was awake. I was alert. My body was improved circulation. And by the way, that's another benefit here is that, if you jumped into ice cold water ever in your life, improved circulation and changes in circulation. I was just at an incredible cryotherapy facility in Amsterdam, the best I've seen in the world. It's called Freeze Lab, and it was run by all my old friends. It was just the most amazing thing ever. After all these years, they're doing that. And so I went over there, and what an experience. We did two freezes over there where you get into this freezer and they lower the temperature to minus 111 degrees centigrade, and you're completely in it. So it's not like what we're going to have at the conference where your head's sticking out. This one, you're actually completely in it, and you're in there for 3 minutes, and they're playing 70s disco music. It was so much fun. But one of the things that came out of that experience there at Freeze Lab is there was one of the gals there. I said, what are you doing here? She said, this is one of the spots I can come where I can just completely clears my head. It just clears the mental, essentially the anxiety and the different types of, mental loops that we get into. And then my friend Bastian, who was running the place, I asked him, what are some of the benefits that you're hearing from people? And he said the same thing. So he said that was something that he's heard from a number of people, helps people to meditate, get focused, clear their mind. And that had been one of the main reasons also why I had always loved to jump into the cold ocean or into cold waters, because it just clears your head immediately. So we're bringing all of those benefits and more to the Longevity Conference, and it's going to be backed by Wim Hof himself, who has, I think, 20 world records for cold, just swimming underwater completely naked or with his shorts on or something, through under ice from one section to another section, and all different kinds of things and amazing experiences that he has done and that he's going to share with us. We're going to actually get to enact it immediately and boom, just get right into that cold chamber at the event itself. So that's got me very, very excited about this particular conference. This is going to be the best longevity conference ever. We're back at the Hilton in Anaheim, as you know, and that's right next to Disneyland, September 30th through October 2nd. You got to be there and go for it. Not only get there, but be ready to go for it, because we're going to be doing these kind of things. We're going to be busting out that cryotherapy. I'm going to do it around every day at least, and I'd love to see you in the line to get into that chamber with me while we're waiting. That's the skinny on cold therapy at the moment.
And Dave, everyone on our team has been kind of jumping in there, and I just tried it for the first time just over a week ago. Really loved it. I did it after a workout. You've been advocating this type of therapy actually for years. You've been telling people to jump into ice cold water, and you have a famous quote. I think we've used that on the Best Day Ever newsletters, that whatever problem you have will be helped by jumping into ice cold water. And you've been saying that for a long time.
It's that thing that there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. Finally, it's come. It's realized it's a therapeutic thing, and people are doing it to heal themselves. I mean, when I was at Freeze Lab in Amsterdam, they were telling me, like, hey, come back in the afternoons, because in the mornings we got all kinds of people with all different kinds of conditions coming in here to, you know, to really work it and to see if they can get some benefit, and in particular arthritic conditions. And so I was like, oh, geez, we have broken through. Finally, now we've got this type of therapy being activated for healing, because it's one thing to do it like this. You know, for me, it's always fun, and it does clear your head instantly and gives you energy instantly. But it's really another when you can fit it into your healing program when you really need it. And I'm just so glad this type of healing is now available.
You know, it's landed in Appleton, Wisconsin, which actually shocked me. Me and my friends were looking at the nearest cryo facility, and it looked like it was going to be about half an hour drive away in Green Bay, Wisconsin, which I know you've been there and done some talks there. And as we were actually coming back from the gym, we just happened to turn our heads, and at the same time, we saw this brand new cryo facility that opened up. We immediately called the fellow, Scott, said, I'm doing my final inspection tomorrow. I'm in my first day open on Saturday. And then we were there for the opening day. We're hooked. I mean, it's incredible.
That is literally the best ever. It is incredible what can happen in just 3 minutes in one of those chambers. Like, it's incredible. You bust out an hour workout. Like, I, you know, you know, I go with Rebecca to, you know, see Jimmy over there in Thousand Oaks. And he's our personal trainer. And he puts us through an hour-long workout straight. There's no break. There's no nothing. You just keep going and keep going and keep going. Now with the cryotherapy across the street, it's literally a joke, because now I'm not even concerned that I'm going to be sore anymore. And I'll just bust it out and then just turn around, walk across the street into that cryo chamber. In 3 minutes, all the inflammation's out, and it's like I'm back to normal. That is amazing.
This is going to be quite an event. We've got the cryotherapy chambers there at the event. We're going to have Wim Hof, who's literally called the Iceman. So he's going to be joining us, taking the stage, and I'm sure he's going to be revealing some extraordinary benefits of this type of therapy that is just unknown to most people. So pick up your tickets today. Join the Longevity Now Conference coming up September 29th through October 2nd, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're at the Anaheim Hilton Hotel. Tickets are going fast. We've got a special running now. Click on that link below and get your ticket now. The prices are definitely going up as we fill up, and we're definitely going to hit over 2,000 people. So highly recommend coming along, joining David Wolf and all the other amazing speakers. You can visit our website at www.thelongevitynowconference.com.
Yes, we did it. That was great.